Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, I'm not Steve Arterburn. I'm Dr. Dave Stoop, sitting in for Steve Arterburn. We are happy that you joined us, and Jason Martinkus is here in the studio with me.
Hi, Dave.
Good to see you.
Glad to be here.
Tell me, you got every man's battle coming up in November, what is it, November
6th? 6 through 8. 6 through 8. We're going to be in Southern California. And actually, yeah, can I read a testimony for
you? Yeah, let's have one.
This is from a recent attendee. He said, I'm a serial adulterer in the most extreme aspect of the term, over 300 encounters and more than 50 partners in 5 years of marriage.
Wow.
Had no clue how to stop. EMB helped me identify my insignificant feelings and my shame issues, fueled by fear of rejection. I've known my identity in Christ, but my shame would not allow me to accept that in my heart. I'm eager to start my attack plan and overcome this addiction. My wife has shown tremendous grace, and my desire is to be on stage with her years from now, giving God the glory for restoring our marriage. I have no doubt that it can happen through God and the tools and the men I've come to know and love at EMB this weekend.
Wow, what a testimony. Mm-hmm. Well, you had quite a testimony yourself, and you out of that you helped build the context of the weekend or content of the weekend.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things I love about the weekend is, you know, for me, yeah, serial adultery, you know, pornography, multiple affairs, the whole nine yards, and seeing grace and redemption in our marriage as well as personally in my life, even being here, sitting here doing this today. One of the things I love about the workshop is we get really raw, we get really honest, and we've got guys on staff who've all been through it. Mm-hmm. It's not just a one-man show where somebody's lived this as a fluke. We've got a staff of guys who have all lived redemption.
Well, how long would you say it took you to recover your life, your marriage, from once you got started to where you felt like we're on track?
You know, I would say Shelley decided to stay with me after 18 months. She agreed to stay in the marriage, but it was still rocky.
It took 18 months for her to decide.
Every day was a question mark,
right? That's good to know. Right?
And then it was rocky after that. I'd say it was 4 or 5 years later before we really stabilized to breathe and say, we've made it through this. The dust has settled.
You know, some of our callers whose husbands have been to Every Man's Battle need to hear that, I think, that it takes a good amount of time to get back on stable ground.
Marathon, not a sprint.
That's right. Yep. And that's encouraging to hear. And I hope it's encouraging to others. Now, the workshop is coming up November 6th to 8th, and it's here in Southern California. You call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can get information for registering, and you can register right up to the last minute, I think.
That's right. We'll take you on Friday. And also, Women in the Battle, the Wives workshop is coming up November 13th through 15th, and my wife, Shelley, will be there to talk. And she'll share a little bit about our story and where we've come from and also talk about trust and forgiveness and those kinds of things.
And that's in the D.C. area, so that's the East Coast edition of Women in the Battle. Some of the other things coming up, November 6th is a busy weekend. We have the Marriage Solution Weekend, and we have Healing as a Choice. Both of those kind of go along with each other, and that's going to be in Dallas, and you can sign up for those and get yourself in line for life change.
You know, as you were saying at the beginning, there's no quick fix. There's no quick fix. It's a process, and it's a journey. And one of the things I love about the workshops is that it gives us a boost. It's a launch pad for that journey where we stumble and fumble our way forward, but eventually we're going to get there.
It gives us a reference point that we can look back and say, yeah, that's where we started, and it's working, and it's been good.
That's right.
So give us a call, And hang on, we'll be right back, and we'll be ready to take your calls and interact with you, our listeners. The call number is 1-800-229-3000.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical, or doesn't make sense, or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer November 13th through the 15th in Washington, D.C. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
And welcome back. I'm Dr. Dave Stoop, sitting in for Steve Arterburn, and in here in the studio with Jason Martinkus. And we're going to go to the calls right now. Let's go to, let's try Jennifer from Houston, Texas. This is on KKHT. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Okay, so, my case is a little, I'm not sure where to start from, but I've been married for, this is officially the 12th year, but it's been... tumultuous, all kinds of things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Different degrees and levels of... Give me 1 minute. Degrees and levels of I'm kind of struggling with this because regardless of how I want to see it, I've been abused.
Emotionally physical, or physically?
It's everything. Mm-hmm. The physical... is a little different because, okay, he's not really thrown punches, but he throws me around the house and the kids watch and the kids are crying.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, stuff like that. Daddy, you promise you won't do it again. Mm. There's not been anything, but it's been a lot. And, of course, it's verbal. And, you know, there's so many things that have gone underwater, including, of course, the fact that some nights even when I say no, he still gets to do whatever he wants to do, and I just lay there and cry.
Mm.
Now, why these things happen is because where I come from, in my custom, in my culture, we don't... Everybody looks at you like, yeah, whatever, we don't do divorce, and all of that, and it's preached in my church, and even in church, when we ask questions, they say, oh, you don't say no to your husband because it's biblical, that's wrong, and all of that, you know. So
Jennifer,
but I told myself...
Jennifer, can I ask you a quick question? Tell me who else knows where you are in this struggle. Do you have girlfriends, friends, family?
Well, I have finally told my brothers, I've told my mom, and I have filed a divorce, which I'm happy that I've done. But the reason I'm calling is, like I said, my church were African. Just 2 weeks ago, we had another thing, and then the pastor stood up, and his conclusion of all the questions was, God says no to divorce. So I'm trying to draw that line. Where does this meet for me? Because I'm the only one who knows what I've been through, except for what I've told my mom and my brother. So where do I draw the line? I'm a worker in church, but you say to me no to divorce. And then because of that, of course, I've not told my pastor that I've filed for divorce. I'm just... It's just between me, my God, and my immediate family.
Well, you know, it's not a question of believing in divorce. I mean, divorce exists, and it is. And it's really the only possible solution for your situation. Doesn't mean that you have to finalize it. Sometimes it wakes a man up, and he decides to do something different. But you're setting an example. You got to look at the bigger picture. You're setting an example for your kids who watch this, and think this is the norm. This is the way marriage is. This is the way family life is. And I don't think that pleases God any more than getting a divorce displeases God. It's you're caught in a bind where it's the lesser of two evils, and to stay is an evil, but to get the divorce is less that, because it's the only possible way to get a solution, either by waking him up or by getting away from him. And unfortunately, there are cultures and there are churches that don't believe in it, but they don't offer any help to the person being abused. And you have to do what is right for you and trust that God is going to bless you for it. And you may have to be in a different church and be in a different type of ministry even. But I would follow through.
You know, God, you're saying, Jennifer, God is not a fan of divorce. And I would say God is also not a fan of you losing your...
Are you still there?
You still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would say God is also not a fan of you losing your dignity. And what you're describing is a situation where you're losing your dignity as a woman, as a human, as well as a spouse. And so I think it's important for you to remember that when all is said and done, when all the chips are down, you still have to say in your heart of hearts that you've given everything to this, that you've done everything you can do. And so... As Dave was saying, sometimes just the paperwork is a wake-up call. And I think it's completely valid for you to get physical separation as well as lay out, here's what it looks like for me to actually consider staying. The decision to leave has already been made, but to even consider staying with things like counseling, support groups, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, this person is not even... I mean, it has to be just God, because even through this, he's still going on. Now I've moved out. My kids go to see him, first mm-hmm. on whatever weekend. Mm-hmm. But each time they go there, they come back. I don't even have to ask them, and they start to say all the things that he says about me. He curses mm-hmm. me out to them.
Then we went
Jennifer. Through mediation, and I told myself, I don't want to fight. Whatever it is, let's just be done with it.
So,
and I took the minimum of everything. Yet
it sounds like he has made your decision for you.
Yeah. He's not going to change, and there's nothing you can do to make him change. And if getting a divorce and having to split up the assets doesn't make him change, nothing's going to.
And that also doesn't mean that he can't change later. That also doesn't mean that he can't become a different man later. It just means right now you're not sticking around to watch for that to happen.
Do you know that God got a divorce?
Do I know what?
Do you know that God divorced Israel? No, there's a passage in Jeremiah where it says God divorced Israel because of her wickedness and because of her adultery.
Uh-huh.
And he hates it, but he doesn't tell us that we can't have it, because sometimes that's the only way to protect our kids and to protect ourselves.
Yeah, and I have two boys who... Oh, my God, I see some things that my seven-year-old would say sometimes. You know, he raises his voice and he's hitting himself. I'm like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
No, 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 I have to go. I have to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, make sure, Jennifer, you get some good female friends around you that will be a support to you during the whole process. But we encourage you to stay the course. And if you have to change a church... Change the church, because you don't want judgment put down on you for something that God allows. God doesn't like it, but he acknowledges it. And in Matthew 19, Jesus says, he allowed Moses to give you divorces because you had hard hearts, and that certainly describes your husband.
Yeah,
we're going to send you Healing as a Choice, and we want to thank you for calling. Wow. Good for her.
Mm-hmm. And this has been a theme, I feel like, today in terms of our calls, is so many women who have lost their dignity. They've lost their sense of self due to the abuse, the affairs, the, you know, the different situations of life. And I think for so many women listening, just a reminder that, you know, you're women of worth. You're a woman of dignity, and you deserve to be treated as such.
You're talking about the programs that we taped before this program.
Yes. It's today. It's just, yeah. It feels like that weight of just so many women that have lost their sense of dignity.
Right.
So.
Wow. Well, let's go to Martha, who's calling from, Martha. Oh, I cut that one off. Oh, hope they call back.
Hello, Martha.
Martha, calling from Torrance, California, listens on KKLA. How can we help, Martha?
Hi, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. I have a situation right now which my son just moved to college in August, and it's the first time he moved out of home. He has a girlfriend, and I guess she's here, but he moved to college. And last night he called me, and actually his call surprised me because he told me, "Mom, I want to confess something to you." And I said, "What is it?" And he started crying, and he couldn't stop crying. So I said, "Take a deep breath, because we're here, not close, and tell me what's happening." And he's like, he confessed me that he, at the beginning, one time his girlfriend persuaded him to masturbate. And he says, "At the beginning, I didn't want to do it, but she keeps telling me, so we end up doing it. And now I don't know how to stop this, and I just look at the mirror, and I don't want to look at the guy. I look at the mirror. I want to look at the guy who God intended me to be."
Hmm.
And so he kept crying and crying, and I didn't know what to do. So I start praying, and I said, "Lord, help me to tell him the right words." And so I just said, "Just share with me a little more what happened, what's going on, and how you're feeling." And he's, he couldn't stop crying and crying, and I never seen my son cry. This is like the first time I see him. Right, and I mean, not see him, but hear him cry the way he did. And I say, "You know what? You're very strong because you confessed it. And the Bible says if you confess your sin, God is faithful to forgive you." And we actually talked for a little while, and then he actually calmed down a little bit, and I kind of recited some verses to him of the Bible that can help him go through. And I say, "You know, you're in college, and I'm over here, and I told him, I said, you can call me anytime you need to in the middle of the night, in the early morning, anytime, even if I'm working, text me if it's an emergency, and I'll just get out of work and call you back."
So, Martha, quick question. Where is his dad?
I'm sorry?
Just a quick question. Where is his dad?
He's here, but that's the other thing. It makes me so angry because he's so disconnected from his life.
Mm.
And he, I tell him many times, you know, the kids literally looks for mom for everything. And it is kind of difficult for me because I have to do both of it, you know, the advising, which I'm not a man, but I try to give him the advice as I can. Me and my kids go to church. He doesn't go to church. Let me say
a couple of things, Martha, just in terms of suggestions. One of the things that let me just affirm first, fantastic job on your part being that kind of mom, that you're safe enough to get a call from college. That's huge in and of itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great job there.
Thank you.
A couple things to consider. One, a couple of books to read. One of those, Every Young Man's Battle, that would be a great read for him.
Okay.
I think that would be a good starting point. And also, if he's in college, how old is he?
He's going to be 18 soon, in a couple months.
Okay. So when he turns 18, he would be able to attend one of the workshops, one of the Everyman's Battle workshops.
Is he allowed to right now?
When he's 18, he would be able to. So that would be tremendous for him. The third thing is, I would encourage him to get connected with some of the on-campus ministries if he's not already, because a lot of those ministries, if he'll check in with the male group leaders or ministry leaders, a lot of times they'll have support and accountability groups already going that he can plug into and get accountable and get in community with some other guys.
Okay.
See, it's a big step for him to confess this to you. But he also needs to confess it to some of his peers who understand and are in a strong discipleship program. Where does he go to school?
He's in San Diego.
Okay. I mean, is it a Christian college or?
No, it's not a Christian
college. Okay, but that's even better probably because there's probably more going on in a non-Christian college in terms of Christian stuff. So
he actually also told me that it's harder as he got there because he's not who he really and God wants him to be because he's like, Mom, I just got caught up in so many things here. And
but he needs to, what Jason's saying is he needs to get with some other guys and talk about these things in a support group. And Dad needs to step up to the plate, too. I think Jason was right on with that. We're going to send you a copy of that, Every Young Man's Battle, that you can give to him, and it'll help him understand how this isn't the end of his life as a believer. This is just something that happens along the way that God wants us to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to New Life Live, and I'm Dr. Dave Stoop. Steve is on his way to Brazil to minister, and we're filling in.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person. For the first time in my life, I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
And we're back. I'm Dr. Dave Stoop, sitting in for Steve Arterburn, and Jason Martinkus is here in the studio with me. Jason is the man who makes every man's battle the success that it is.
No, I don't know from if a I human that
point. From a human point of view. Yeah. So, we were talking about our workshops, but one of the things that we need help with is our scholarship fund has been depleted, and we would encourage you to, if you want to make a donation to New Life, that you can designate it for the scholarship funds. And there's a need for it. We let pastors come to some of these for free, but we have to cover the expenses of it, and we just need your help with that. Also want to thank you for any gift of any amount. If you send in a gift of any amount, we'll send you a copy of a great new book called The 12 Gifts of Life Recovery that Steve and I put together. Let's go back to the phones, and let's talk to Jordan. Hi, Jordan. I cut you off earlier. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thank you for taking me.
How can we help?
I guess I have a question in regards on how to go about trying to get my ex-wife to see that I need to be in my son's life, and she's got to listen to some of our both of ours parented. He's going down a really bad road right now, I feel. He's constantly getting suspended from school. He's been hitting kids. Now, he's 8 years old, and he's suspended almost every week from school.
Goodness.
He told his teacher, because he didn't hear what he wanted to hear, he got mad and yelled at her and told her that he wanted to strap a bomb to her and blow her up.
Whoa.
Ooh, he's angry.
Yes, he is. And now when he's with me, he can be angry, but he knows that I don't allow that. He doesn't even speak like that when he's with me. I no longer live in the state because I couldn't get a job. I left the state. Unemployment there was bad. I left the state, and I'm now in Georgia, and I talk with him every day. And even that is a fight because her mother will hang up on me, she'll hang up on me. It's not healthy, and he sees it. And I don't know how to go about it with trying to get her to see that he needs me in his life. He's struggling. The school has told him that, you know, the way he's acting is not okay. And it's not. So they suspend him. I said, well, what's next? You keep suspending him. It's obviously not working. I said, what is next? So, I mean, what's the point where he's going to get expelled? Mm-hmm. And they turned and twisted it, and my ex-wife twisted it, basically saying that I want him to be expelled. And that's not the case. I just want to know if threatening a teacher by saying he's going to blow her, by saying he's going to blow her up, hitting kids, punching kids, kicking kids, spitting on kids, biting on kids, if all that is not enough to expel a child every week he's doing it, then what is? And it's like, it concerns me because I want to know where to go about next. I've asked for his counselor's phone number, and my ex-wife refuses to give it to me.
He's in counseling, or you're talking about the school counselor?
He's in school counseling, and he's in counseling outside of school. And I've asked calmly and nicely for his phone number or her phone number so I can get in communication to try to figure out what's going on, to be in touch so I know what's going on with my son, and I won't get it.
Why don't you just call the school and ask for his counselor and bypass your ex?
They don't have it. Because they don't have it either. They don't have his out-of-school counseling information.
No. There's a school counselor.
Call the school and talk to
the school counselor to find out what's going on. You're a parent. You have a right to do that. You don't have a right to talk to his counselor, no, because that's confidential. But the school counselor...
Even when I have legal guardianship, that's where I'm completely lost. I mean, the courts have said we have legal guardianship. She can't make any decisions without going through me, and she overrides everything. And it's not in the best interest of him. He's obviously struggling and stuff is going on. Something's going on. An 8-year-old doesn't say these things. He doesn't act this way unless he's, living it.
Where do they live? What state?
Connecticut.
Wow, that's a long ways away.
Yes, and I tried staying, but it was her. She was doing anything to try to put me in jail.
Yeah, she's out to
get you. She falsified things.
So there's not much you can do, Jordan. A lot of it has to do with the way he's being treated in the home and you not being there. And, if you went up to visit, it might help, but it would be temporary. You might also seek to get...
It comes down to me. I drive up there, get him, and I'll bring him down here.
What's the custody split? What's the custody split?
It's 50-50, but it keeps modifying. At one point, it was I had him every weekend. I had him Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then every other weekend. And then it turned into I started working more, so I couldn't do that. Okay. And it turned to I had him every weekend. I got laid off, and I was falling behind child support. So I looked for other jobs, and I got a job in Georgia.
So I think one of the things that I would start with just reconsidering is, If you know that the environment that he's in half of the time, or this at this point more than half of the time, is toxic, it's all the more important for him to be in a safer environment with you as often as possible. And proximity, I mean, I hear you say, I'm however 1,000 miles away. You're getting him here and there, but one of the things I would consider is, how in the world can you get back there to be in closer proximity as a starting point? Go ahead, Dave.
And then go for custody.
Right.
Because it may be easy because he's such a problem to the mother. Well, that's about the only place I think you can go, Jordan.
Yeah, stay with us, Jordan.
We got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
We've been married for 26 years, 6 kids. If this didn't work, I was ready to file.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Dallas November 6th through the 8th.
Like they said, it's probably cheaper than divorce.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and the different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Arterburn.
And I'm going to be talking about the 7 things that you need to stop right now and the 7 things you need to start doing in your marriage and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
The sparks are already rejuvenated.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. We want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an every man's battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
And we're back. We're talking to Jordan. He's in a very difficult situation. Working in Georgia. His son is out of control up in Connecticut. And did you want to add some things?
Jordan, the other thing I was going to say to you, one is I would fight tooth and nail to get back there and be in close proximity as possible. That's number one. Number two, I would encourage you to, I know this is easier said than done, stop worrying about the co-parenting business. And don't spend as much energy on how can I convince my wife to, and instead spend that energy on parenting, where you're showing up at the parent-teacher conferences, you're showing up when she doesn't want to have him that weekend, you're showing up to take him for breakfast when you have the chance to do that.
You'd have to move back home to Connecticut to do those things, and maybe that's what he's got to do.
That's what I'm saying. And being as close proximity as possible. And, you know, I mean, what he's displaying and showing with this stuff, that cry for attention and longing to be known and cared for and to be out of this contentious dynamic, sounds like you might be the most stable thing for him. You got to be as close as possible.
He has, in the eyes of any state or whatever, well-being, he has the roof over his head, he has clothes on his back, but he's being showered with things that are bought and not being showered with love, in my eyes, and discipline. Children need discipline, and it's like he's crying out for it, and when he doesn't get it, it's like, well, whatever, I can get away with what I want.
What's he like when he's with you?
He'll whine for the first couple of days that, oh, he's bored, he can't do this, he wants to do this, and I'll stop it right away. My wife, I'm remarried, is the same way. She's very, you know, stern with that, and we stop it, and he slowly gets out of it, and it's back to yes, daddy, no, daddy, thank you, please, the manners. I mean, he has slip-ups, and he's, you know, sat down and talked to her. He's disciplined, but he's he told me at times, I hate you, and it's lashing out, and I just tell him I love you. You know, you may hate me, but I still love you. And it's like, I see him, and it's really upsetting because...
But I think,
I don't want my son to end up arrested.
I don't want to... this isn't a shame statement to you, but I want you to see from the outside looking in, I love you, but I'm going to move 1,000 miles away from you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I want you to be close, man. I want you to be right back there with him so that at any moment, if she decides, hey, I don't want him this weekend, you're there at the drop of a dime. When she doesn't want to show up to the parent-teacher conference, you're there to show up. I want you to have that kind of influence and send that message to him.
That boy deserves...
Look, I need it because she's bringing him to like reggae concerts and everything else. She treats him more as it's weird to say, like a boyfriend than her child.
Yeah, but that's,
and she goes out and parties with him, and it blows my mind.
That young boy needs you to be a real dad to him, and you got to find a way to do that. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only solution to it, Jordan.
Yeah,
I want to thank you for your call. We'll what can we send him?
Oh boy, this is a tough one, right? I mean, because obviously he has stuff that's going on in terms of his relationship with his son, but also within himself. You know,
well, let's send him healing as a choice. Because
that's a good idea.
There. Let's go to Sally, who's calling from Greenville, Pennsylvania, listens on WORD. Hi, Sally.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
How can we help?
I, about 9 months, walked in on my husband acting out with porn on the computer, and I'm trying to figure out, since then, we've been to marriage counseling. We stopped that because he wasn't doing what the counselor said.
Okay.
And then he did individual counseling, and he stopped that. And he started, our church does have a group of men that struggle in this, and he's attended that for a while and stopped that. And he's just, I think he thinks he's got it under control. He can do it. I think he's a Christian. Pretty sure of that, but I get frustrated because I see him spending more time on the things he wants to learn about in Christianity than on anything with us. We don't sleep in the same bed anymore. There's no physical contact. And this has been going on since before I came upon him. It was going on for like 6 years before. This slow separation to the point of no talking and no... just no communicating, except about things we had to talk about.
Goodness.
So, wow.
It hasn't changed much. I think he thinks it is, because he, instead of separating himself immediately when we walk in the house together, he makes an attempt to at least physically be around, but there's still no talk about the two of us.
So I don't see
his heart changing, and I don't even see him acknowledging. So I suggested Every Man's Battle.
That's what we were going to suggest.
Yeah, and that was through my support group. They suggested your website, which they really, really, just to encourage you, are very. Get so much support from that. So I thank you for that from them, and I'll just start looking at it myself. But,
so what's your question for us?
Well, my question is, other than that, than him, which right now has to be put off until he gets some more work and income to be able to cover that, get transportation there. I guess my question is, do I need to set a boundary? Because he does say I've told him by this point, okay, we won't be sleeping together. And then by this point, you know, this will happen. So these are taking place, but it doesn't seem to bother him. So now I'm to the point, okay, well, by this time, you know, the things that he says he was going to do and follow through has to happen, or I don't know what. The or will be.
Right.
Well, you don't have to know what the or will be.
That's right.
because it's enough to say this has to happen. I think he's probably living in a lot of shame, and doesn't even know that that's what he's dealing with, and I don't know how much he struggles with what's going on, but I think every man's battle is the probably the turning point for him if he can get to it, because it's a change from shame to normalcy, to what would you call it?
Yeah,
they walk in with shame, they walk out holding their head
with
high.
With a sense of self worth and honor and dignity. Back to that word again.
But I would say to your husband, Sally, you know, this is not acceptable. I'm not going anywhere, but this is unacceptable. It's got to be different. And one of the things I think that's going to make it different is that you go to Every Man's Battle and we figure out a way to do it. And hopefully our scholarship fund gets replenished enough mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. there can be a scholarship to help you do it. And
yeah, yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that we talk about, Sally, at the workshop, granted, I'm biased because I teach it. So one of the things that we talk about there is we talk about acting out, looking at pornography and masturbating, doing all that kind of stuff. But we also talk about the flip side of the coin, which is acting in, and that is dealing with intimacy aversion. That for most guys that struggle with sexual integrity issues, there is a fear as well as just an ignorance of how to do intimacy, how to be in a meaningful, connected relationship. And mm-hmm. some of what you're talking about is intimacy aversion. It's not knowing how to be in relationship with you that is vulnerable, that's tender, that's willing to be hurt. And so that's right. part of what we talk about on Saturday at the workshops, helping guys see it's not just about not acting out. It's also about not acting in. So I agree with Dave. If you could get him to call the 1-800-NEW-LIFE number, talk to one of the assessment counselors about scholarships and figure out a way to make that work. Figure out what you need to sell on eBay and make have him come spend the weekend with us. And I'm confident that will at least open his eyes to what is going on and give him a plan to change it.
We did watch, actually, the acting in video you had on your website.
One that Shelley and I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. But he was clueless. Like, I understood it. He was clueless.
That's typical.
He said, I don't even understand that.
Right. And that's so true of so many guys struggling with this. And again, when you're in the context of 60 other men and we're all getting really honest about how we deal with life, it becomes much easier to see what we actually do and how we actually live.
And then you've got a counselor there that's been through all this, and he knows how to make it come to life for some of these guys that don't understand.
That's right.
So the next one is coming up November 6th here in Orange County, California. It's in a different place every month. So if it's if Southern California is not close to you, wait, check out the next month, and one of those months will be close enough to you. But start the scholarship process, Sally, and we're going to send you a copy of Every Man's Battle.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest
particularly my relationship with God. I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
And welcome back. I'm Dr. Dave Stoops, sitting in for Steve Arterburn today. And here in the studio with me is Jason Martinkus, the mastermind of every man's battle.
And you're giving me way too much credit, I'll tell you what.
Well, it's deserved. We want to remind you about New Life TV, tv.newlife.com, which doesn't require a TV to watch. It requires a computer or iPad or iPhone. If you want to sign up, we have over 10, we have a, no, we have 10,000 people signed up. Yeah. We have a special for you. If you're a radio listener, use the code when you go on tv.newlife.com, use the code radio50. Radio 50, and you'll get 50% off the cost of the subscription, which is brings it down to about $5 a month. And there you can get you can watch Jason and Shelley's acting in video, along with about 1,000 other videos if you want to access. Let's go to Amber, who's calling from Minneapolis, Maryland, listens on WAVA, W-A-V-A. Hi, Amber. How can we help? Amber?
Did we lose Amber?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are.
Now we're on another.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay, good. I can hear you. Thank you for taking my call.
How can we help?
I have a son that about a year and a half ago, I was changing his diaper, and he said that his babysitter, well, what he said was he started to yank on his penis, and then he said, Miss Jamie, he took his finger and put it back and forth through his mouth. Miss Jamie puts her mouth on his pee-pee.
Oh.
And, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and, two other people were right there, and they witnessed it too. And he kept yanking on his penis, and going, taking his finger and showing what she did. Mm. And I called the police, and the father has physical custody. He has them more than I do. And I called the police. I went through social services. And no one ever got back to me after I talked to the police. I just know that social services did go and investigate the babysitter and spoke with the father. And the father won't. The father says that I'm making it up because my son calls her mommy. And so he won't hear anything I have to say. I don't mind who he calls mommy. I mind that my son's being, he's still in her care, and I don't know what to do. Like, he won't even watch the video of it. He won't even hear me.
And what when, video?
I have a video of my son getting ready to get in the bath, and we were going over, nobody touches, sorry, I'm emotional.
Understandably.
Okay.
We were going over the talk about, okay, nobody touches your private parts, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody does this, right? And he was like, nope. And I said, Miss Jamie doesn't do that anymore, right? And he said, And he showed me the motion again when he yanked on his penis. And he said, no. And after the incident happened, his father kind of got mad at my son and was saying, he was like answering for him. He would ask the question, did Miss Jamie do this? She didn't, right? And he would say that, and then my son became very embarrassed to talk to me, and he would hide his face when I would ask him questions about it. So the father's very against anything I have to say. He doesn't believe me.
Do you know why, Amber?
No.
Because a lot of times spouses will do things like this and create stories like this in order to get custody. And I wonder if that's what he's afraid of, that you're trying to take custody away from him.
I don't know. I don't want to take custody away from him. I just want him out of that lady's care.
Reassure him that this has nothing to do with your changing custody. Your only concern is your son, and you don't understand.
I do that.
Mm-hmm. But put it with the custody. Pair it with the custody issue that you're not.
I have.
Okay.
I have.
And that doesn't.
I have. And
then I would say. Then the only other thing I would say. I think it's so sad that you won't believe your son.
He says I'm making it up, mm-hmm. and he won't watch the video. After the babysitter got investigated, my son had a huge. About the size of a dime, cut behind his ear, and he calls her mommy. So he said, "Mommy, cut my ear." So he got. I'm like, "Don't you see the connection? You know, she got in trouble,
mm-hmm.
investigated, and now, you know, he's saying that she took a knife to his ear." And
did that incident get reported?
Yes, it did.
And what was the outcome of that?
He actually took me to court and said that I was the one that cut his ear in retaliation for me trying to get him to see that what this babysitter is doing, this woman is actually a sick woman.
And the result of the social services investigation on that one?
They threw his claim out. About me doing anything to hurt him. But it's like no one talked to me about... After I called the police, it just went away. Like, no one talked to me. No one did anything, and he's still in her care. And I don't know what to do. I just feel... I feel sick.
Okay. And did you follow up on that? Did you follow up on the non-response?
I didn't do that. I don't know how to do that.
Okay. I think, you know, two things come to mind as you're talking. One, I just cannot fathom the pain that you're going through. And you said you're apologizing for being emotional, understandably, and that instinct, that mama bear instinct to protect your son is right. It is right.
Yeah, like it just doesn't go away.
Right. So whether or not you're with him 100% of the time, it does not go away. So one of the first steps that I would encourage you to take is talk with a lawyer about what your rights are and what the process is to reignite that investigation. You've got two incidences that are on record. That's not a fluke. So I would talk with a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. I don't know what that advice would be, but to talk with an attorney and find out what are my rights, what legal ramifications are there to pursuing this, even though I don't have full custody.
Okay.
Right.
That's about all you can do.
Does that cost money? Because I don't have any money.
Yeah, you might find somebody that'll take it on pro bono.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would start calling around.
They'll at least see you for one session to give you advice. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
We're really sorry. We're going to send you a Healing as a Choice book, and we get our people to pray for you and to pray for your son. And we ought to be praying for all these people that give us a call, because they all represent a need that is very painful and very deep for a lot of people. We want to thank you for listening. You've been listening to New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.